This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America tonight. Boy, we have a lot to talk about. What else is new? As we get closer to the Christmas holiday and people get ready to travel, there's some nasty weather in parts of the country that might make that a little bit difficult. For those of you listening into Washington State, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But let's go to D.C. and our pal Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, merry, merry, happy, happy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I know you took a vacation on some sexy wild island, but on a personal note, just here at the top, because I know everybody is intrigued by your life, are you, as they are with mine, I'm sure, what are you doing for the holidays? Are you hanging in D.C. or are you going someplace super cool? Because you take cool trips.
I'm actually staying in, Washington, D.C., and my family and my girlfriend's family are coming out here. But Friday is also my birthday, and to celebrate that, I just found out that I'm going to be spending the evening on Friday at the Watergate Hotel, which, somebody like, me, who is a total and absolute history and politics nerd,
yes,
is, the best way to kind of spend my, the opening of my holiday season, at least.
I love it, and what a way to celebrate your 23rd birthday. I love it.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
Just accept it. Say, yeah, absolutely, Kate, whatever you say. All right, so this tax cut now. Talk about what happened. You've got this whole shutdown thing happening, and Friday is the deadline, but Republicans scrambled. They've got to just finalize this spending bill. So what's going on with that?
So what is going on right now is just that there is a big push to try to find some kind of agreement before Friday on a spending bill that makes sense. What it's looking like right now was, initially there was some belief that they were going to come to an agreement that was going to include childhood insurance program funding that had expired a while back. There was some hope, particularly among Democrats, that they were going to find a compromise on DACA, those who were recipients of the DREAM Act that was, ultimately overturned by the federal government. Neither of those look like that's going to be making it into the final bill, and that is something that's likely going to be kicked down the road. But the hope right now is that eventually something will come up at the last minute that will ultimately ease the way for this to be moving forward. As it looks right now, nobody really wants to, face the possibility of a government shutdown. Trump has been very vocal about his take on it, namely that he believes that Democrats ultimately will be the ones to blame for this, and believes that, they will be the ones who are actually the brunt of this, despite the fact that Congress is controlled by Republicans in both chambers. So this is something that's coming up and something that could really take away from the momentum that the president has had over tax reform. He's taken a bit of a victory lap over that.
Yeah.
He now has a lot of positive coverage on his side, but he's moving into some pretty dangerous territory as this moves forward.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that, obviously. And then we hear the story from D.C. Somebody sent this to me about McConnell saying he's going to bring the DACA bill to the floor in January if they can reach a deal in negotiating this. That's a pretty big deal. What's the buzz over that? Anything?
Well, what we initially had coming from the Trump administration was that they were going to basically do away with this. This was a way to roll back one of the key achievements of the Obama administration. This was something that Obama moved forward with via executive action in 2012, shortly before the election really got into full swing, and was something that, he has touted and his supporters have touted as a major accomplishment. And then that was taken away from the Trump administration on the grounds that this was not dealt with, properly. They were saying that this is ultimately up to Congress and that this, should be the deciding factor on it. And then there was an expectation that within about 6 months or so, we were going to see lawmakers come around to this and pass something that, you know, basically took care of it. This has turned into a bit of a can of worms, however. There are many, you know, on the far right who are hoping that, you know, this is extremely different from what the Obama administration initially put forward, hoping that this will take a much harder line. But, you know, as it stands right now, there is an appetite to try to get something done, you know, considering that these are Dream Act recipients, you know, people who have come into the country as children via their parents and are harder to put into that sort of immigration boogeyman type, you know, box that a lot of people who are calling for more hardline policies have been seeking. What we do know is that the president is pushing for some other immigration shifts that will likely be tied to this. You know, in recent days, he has started speaking out very aggressively against, you know, what he's describing as chain immigration, this pattern in which, you know, people who immigrate to the U.S. end up bringing their relatives, saying that he would like to also have an instance in which the visa lottery is discontinued. And then, of course, calling for some additional spending on the wall, something that people have said is a non-starter. So moving into this big debate, what we're going to be seeing is just a lot of pushing and pulling from both sides in this, and a White House that is going to be very eager to not just have DACA, but a myriad of other, you know, immigration proposals that they have been seeking put onto the table and hopefully passed. And that's really going to get interesting since, you know, that's been a non-starter for Democrats and will likely lead to the, you know, the next big fight on the Hill, the first one of 2018, quite likely.
Yeah, great setup there. Justin Duckham, thank you so much. If we don't talk to you, happy, happy birthday, and merry, 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 and thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. So great explanation, great setup on 2018 from Justin Duckham about part of the setup of what's going to happen as we jump into a new year. By the way, after the tax bill, Comcast, if you were somebody who worked for Comcast, you got a $1,000 bonus. They gave bonuses across the board to so many of their people. And they weren't the only company that did that. AT&T did the same thing, announcing that they would give bonuses to their people that work for them. 200,000 people, in fact, for AT&T would get a bonus thanks to the new tax bill. So a lot of people are prodding and pumping and pushing it and pulling it apart, trying to figure out who benefits the most, and these companies are turning around and throwing out $1,000 bonuses to really the middle guys who are working their way up or who perhaps have key jobs in at AT&T or Comcast, but you know, not necessarily C-suite guys. So, you know, 200,000, especially with AT&T. So for them, they wanted to show the love to their people, so they obviously loved what happened there. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about those California wildfires. The good news is the number is 60%. The number is 60%. I want you to remember that. 60% of anything is a lot better than 20%. And so often we've been talking about this fire, the Thomas Fire, especially in California, Southern California. We've been talking about, you know, how ridiculous it is in trying to contain it. We'll also take your calls, too. I think Dan from Texas just checked in. So we'll dive to him next and give you some more on those fires because I got a couple of emails from Nat, also from Neil, isn't that interesting, and also from Ann wanting to know my theory on what's going on there with the Santa Ana winds. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All that other kind of stuff in between, no matter what you celebrate, it is definitely time to hang and chill and hopefully have the chance to spend some time with the fam. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, darling.
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great. I got a good one for you. Actually, a couple of them. Here's the first one. This guy comes home from work and he goes in the kitchen and here's a note on the refrigerator. And it says, this isn't working. I've had it. I'm at my mother's. Goodbye. And he opens the refrigerator and the light comes on. And he checks the freezer and everything's frozen. He says, I don't know what's the matter with that woman. This thing works fine.
That's good. I like it. I like it.
Okay, here's your next one. Here's your next one. Graduate of divinity school was looking for a church to take over and minister to the public about the word of God and so on and so on. So he went to the East Coast and he went way up there, like, you know, way Booneyville, Maine somewhere, and went into a church. Here was a phone booth next to a wall. And it says, talk to heaven, $10,000 donation. And he was so disgusted, he just walked out. So he got on a plane, he flew all the way to Nevada, got up there and he checked things out. Sure enough, there was another phone booth that says, talk to heaven, $10,000 donation. Went to California, same thing. Went all the way down to Mississippi, same thing. He finally is doing a stopover in Texas and he visits this little church. And he walked in and here's another phone booth. And it says, talk to heaven, 25 cents. And he goes, wow. $10,000 donation. And here, it was only 25 cents. And the pastor said, well, here, it's a local call.
That is really good. Oh, that's one of your best. Did you get a good reaction? Have you used that with other people?
Yes, I have, and it has been hilarious. I've got one Texas acquaintance at the KXYLN Brownwood, which you are affiliated with.
Yeah,
and
great.
Everybody there just died laughing, especially Leland. He just
That's the best. I love it.
So, you know, and Bobby won Stake in the Game, that contest they have there. He
uh-huh.
won Stake in the Game, so we're going to go over and get free steak.
Oh, that's awesome.
Bobby's my nephew.
I love it.
Yeah.
Woo!
We've just been, and today, yesterday I got a thing with Omaha Steaks in the mail. Filet steaks, the best pork chops you can get, the special chicken. The special baked potatoes, the desserts, it was just scrumptious all the way. And so I gave some of it away as a Christmas present to some friends. So today they reciprocated and they come brought me chocolates and some potatoes, which I needed, and best wishes, and just one thing after another, and two great big boxes of tea. And I was just tickled to death to get all this good stuff. And so I've been drinking tea and waiting for you to come on the air where I could tell you those jokes because I knew you were going to love that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, excellent. You are the man. Thank you so much, Dan. That was great, great stuff. And I love that he's a tea drinker. I love tea, too. I have a tea box. Dan probably, I don't know if we've ever talked about tea. And when I go places, I get tea from all over and people get me tea. And, yeah, I like my tea, too. I totally get it. So, wow. Jokes. I was just thinking, we have to start having, you know, those joke-off Fridays again. It's all about the punchline, right? So I was thinking of my own jokes. Why did the police raid the comic book store? They were doing a strip search. Yeah. How about this? How did the police know the blacksmith's signature was a fake? It was forged. I think that's pretty good. Although I don't hear any, I just hear crickets, so I'm not hearing a lot of laughing. So I'm assuming that those jokes are not landing, probably with most of you even, because I have special ways of knowing what the audience is thinking. It's just that intuition that I possess, and I wasn't getting anything back from that. All right, so 60%. Here is the whammo fabulous best number I have heard in the longest time, as I have a lot of friends in Cali. I used to live there. I talked about this, about being a television reporter, boom, out of school, and being thrown into these fire situations, but nothing like the Thomas fire. So it's 60% contained. The Santa Ana winds still are doing the damage. They're fueling the fires. The numbers are ridiculous. 272,000 acres in Southern California. You know, this baby started in Ventura County and has moved across Santa Barbara County, so it is not good. You know, you look at the firefighters who are fighting this ridiculous inferno and how much money's been spent, how many structures have been destroyed and threatened and everything else in between. I mean, the number is going to be higher than this, but it's like up to 161 million. And firefighters, like 6,000 firefighters, they're exhausted, dog tired, going out there again and again and again, because that's what you have to do. You know, almost 100,000 people have been evacuated. Almost 100,000. It's been a brutal year for California with those fires in the north and then what's happened now in the south. I mean, just absolutely insane-o. Hey, by the way, a quick reminder, we are doing Nail the Score, a special holiday edition, which will come up at the tail end of this hour. I wanted to make sure that anybody who wanted to play, because remember, I get emails from a lot of people who pay attention and can't call, but they want to send in a quick email. And so many people were going away because of when Christmas Eve falls and Christmas, you know, jumping on planes on Thursday, even Wednesday, really. But we figured a way to throw it in tonight or this morning. So we'll do that coming up at our last segment of this hour. Nail the score. Nail the score. We will do that. Also, when we come back in our very next segment, we're going to talk about one of the top news stories of the year. And actually, this is a story that happened mostly in the fall. Hint. Mostly, this was something that was being talked about constantly, the buzz in the land, anywhere you went. And seemingly everywhere I went, it was the conversation, you know, period, bottom line. This is what everybody wanted to know about. It's what everybody was asking me about. It was a lot of conversation on this, you know, on this show. So one of the top stories. And it really affected a ton of people in this country. Let's put it that way. Somebody sent me a link to a story. At first I was like, is this story true? And it was from the Smoking Gun. Do you ever look at the Smoking Gun? Oh, they have the craziest mugshots I think I've ever seen in my life. If you want a real laugh, and you certainly don't want to ever have to be in a situation where you get a mugshot, but you want to check out some brutal mugshots, yeah, go to Smoking Gun. So somebody sent me a link to Smoking Gun about this guy in Florida that punched his girlfriend in the face when she didn't want to argue over something that was she thought was stupid. And what was stupid is that she ate the last chocolate chip cookie. The guy who works as a butcher decides, yeah, I don't like this idea about me not getting the last cookie. So what does he do? He's angry. And he shoves his girlfriend, seriously, for blowing it off. That wasn't a big deal. She ate the last of the favorite cookies. The missing cookie was that important. This is ridiculous. So, now the guy's arrested over chocolate chip cookies. Dude, here is the word on chocolate chip cookies. You get your rear end in the car, you go to the store, you get some more. You gotta be kidding me. What is wrong with you? So the guy can't now have any contact with a girlfriend. He's on house arrest with GPS monitoring. And he's been arrested in the past, of course he has, for battery and fleeing and eluding and child abuse and revoked license and all, you know, you name it, and poof, there it is. But he was really that upset about the cookie. You gotta think something is really not right, and maybe that she was done a favor by what happened, that he got out of the house. Because that's ridiculous. Come on. Give me a break. Give me a break. Stay with us. We're going to rock into what I think are some of the biggest stories of the year here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Check it out. My Christmas tree might be making me sick. It's a syndrome. But my brain is younger thanks to the amount of salads that I eat every week. Woohoo! Don't you want the secrets? I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes. But first, let's jump to what I said was one of the top stories of the year. And one of the top stories of the year, come on, it had to be the hurricanes. Really, the hurricanes wiped us out, didn't they? I mean, they wiped us out emotionally. If you didn't live anywhere near the hurricanes, if you knew someone near there where they hit, whether it was Houston, whether it was what's going to happen, it was like being on a tilt-a-whirl in Florida. We don't want anyone to get hurt. We don't want anyone to have to deal with a hurricane, but boy, I sure hope it misses Tampa and the West Coast, but I don't want anyone on the East Coast get hurt. And then all of a sudden, poof, it hits Jacksonville. And then you saw what happened in Miami, but really the Keys were slammed by the Hurricane Irma. And of course, Puerto Rico, the push-pull over Puerto Rico, the money dumped into Puerto Rico, the arguments over what they needed and what wasn't happening and the challenges and all of that. And that happened back in September, if you remember. A lot of bodies now they're talking about have just been piling up. And now that's a disaster because they haven't been buried or cremated or anything. And they're trying to figure out how to make that happen and go through the examinations and the cases. And, you know, the official death toll from that hurricane, Hurricane Maria, 64. But they think it might actually be a lot higher than that. In Puerto Rico, they're saying that funeral home directors and staff, say that there's close to 400 some people dead because of hurricane related deaths. Wow. And of course, Puerto Rico's governor is saying that the statistical methods are not going to be used in reassessing the death toll, and that a legal process of certification by a coroner or doctor, of course, is necessary, and we know that. But San Juan, the capital of Puerto Rico, is the only lab on the island that can classify deaths officially as hurricane-related. So they're dealing still with what happened there when it has to do with people who died. And cellular sites are, you know, maybe 20% are non-functional. There, a lot of people left Puerto Rico after that happened. Just really rough sledding, obviously, is a disaster. No question about that. And then Houston, I've been to Houston since the Hurricane Harvey smashed there, and what happened, how it got trapped and kept going round and round again, and have friends there. And in fact, talk with somebody who lost their home and what that was like. And, oh, boy, you want to talk about scary nightmare. It was a scary nightmare. And same thing, the buildup as to what could happen, what happens if you get trapped, you know, on and on, all the scenarios. And then the Irma anxiety that I mentioned, what happened in Florida. Where is it going to hit? When is it going to hit? How many days? Where's the eye? I mean, what is the model? Have you ever heard anything like it? What kind of models are you using for the hurricane to come up with the one that you think is the best? Do you go by the European model? Do you go by the U.S. model? I mean, who knew all these spaghetti models, right? I did weather when I first got out of college, because I could work a computer. I'm thinking, boy, I'd have to know a lot more about these models. And that was the whole deal. What was going to happen when it smashed in Hurricane Nate? Where was that going to stretch? How many people were going to die? I mean, Hurricane Irma, brutal, when it smashed through the Caribbean and ran toward Florida, because 23 people were killed then. So it was a destructive path, but it was looking at the different models as to what you thought would happen, looking at the past and trying to figure out how to track it when you look at the, you know, when you looked at the map of wherever it was, whether it was Florida, whether it was, whether we were talking about even Texas when they were looking at Harvey. And so that was brutal. We learned about tracking systems. We learned about stress and anxiety, and family members, worried about family members who were getting beat down that way, and then the flight cancellations, and just a nightmare in all the places I mentioned. And now what's great, and what we saw in Houston, was the humanity. And I also think that's why that's one of the biggest stories of the year, because the humanity of people helping each other, right? So getting on boats, doing what they could do to help out, to rescue people. They knew that, you know, people are trapped. They're never going to be able to get to all these people. And that was a brilliant thing to see. I love seeing those photos. I love seeing people locking arms and people going out of their way to do whatever they could to help their fellow man. And that was, again, the only good part of what we saw. And then politically speaking, and I'll go deeper into this in our next show, but just giving you the broad strokes, politically speaking, the tug of war over Obamacare, now what we just saw, the wrap-up of the tax bill, which actually passes, so the Obamacare, you know, ripping that up, rip and repeal, didn't happen, but the new tax law, very, very big deal. So, politically speaking, there you go. Those, I think, are the two biggest. But there are others sandwiched in between, certainly the immigration question being one of them, the wall, DACA, all the aspects of that weigh pretty heavily. As far as culturally speaking, Me Too, hands down, is the biggest story in that sense. Because of lid that was blown off, and this is how I use it, Pandora's box, Harvey Weinstein, and the fact that all these women came forward, the things that were said, things that happened, who was complicit, who never tried to help these actresses or this person or that person. You know, and just the things that happened were insane. And so much so that we've seen how quickly a company releases somebody and how quickly they move to get away from it. Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, just broadcasting and entertainment and politics, culturally, that will swing into 2018. And does this change the rules? Does it make it different for what's happening in some of these corporations? Does it make it different across the landscape? And I think the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And the good news is, if you have a young daughter, granddaughter, niece, whatever, and you don't want to see that happen to them where they're put in a precarious situation and don't know even what to do, how to handle something that's way off base. And all of us know what's way off base and what isn't. I mean, let's face it, I believe, although it can vary from, as far as vocally things that are said, it could vary from career to career, I suppose. Certainly with the Matt Lauer situation, there's not a lot of variances there. And with some of the other situations that we've talked about, I mean, even Louis C.K., who I thought was a hilarious comedian. I watched all the stuff that Louis C.K. did, and you could say, ooh, some of it was blue, some of it was brilliant. But he admitted. He said he's sorry. He couldn't, you know, he shouldn't have did some of what he did. He apologized to comedians, to other people, but everything of his was pulled. So there is zero tolerance for the some of what's happened in with various people in various fields, and especially entertainment, it seems, is really getting rocked. And here's the thing. All you have to do is talk to a couple people. I said this before. Any woman who would just make it up, ugh, there are no words for that, because you're hurting any other future female or any woman, and that's just flat out wrong. But there are so many women that were intimidated, so many women that didn't do what they could have done in a career because of the way they were treated. Or, you know, what did their family have to deal with in trying to figure out how do they navigate the economics of it? Just, wow, and I've talked to way too many women now. Women I respect, the kind of women that love men, that totally get on with men and don't have a problem, who told me various things that happened and how they handled it. But to me, of all the cultural stories, this one leaps into 2018, kind of like the hurricanes, because of the models changing, NOAA looking at different ways to track hurricanes and pulling in all the models and the conversation that people know what they mean. That's a game changer, I think, in a much different sense. And there certainly are other stories, politically speaking, I think, that will have a massive, massive, massive effect on us as we move forward. And, of course, one of them is the one that just happened, the new tax law, because we haven't seen this overhaul of a tax code in forever. It's the first significant reform since 1986. Anybody remember 1986? All right, nail the score coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. You can't always not get what you don't.
But you might get what you. People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Wow, can you believe it? Time is winding down on the football season. Yes, indeed it is. Week 16. Easy for me to say. Week 16 in the NFL features such great games like the Browns and the Bears. The Browns are 0-14, the Bears are 4-10. Or perhaps the Chargers and the Jets. I don't think so. So the game of the week. The game of the week actually is pretty interesting, and it's late afternoon. 4:25 Eastern. It's the Seahawks and the Dallas Cowboys. The big story is Ezekiel Elliott is back for the Dallas Cowboys after serving his suspension, and the Seahawks have been playing lousy, so I think the Cowboys walk away with this easy. They are 8-6. They could jump to 9-6, which then means who says they don't have a shot at the playoffs, although it's that window is narrowing, especially with Philadelphia being 12-2. So it may just be that they end up respectable, or they get lucky and they end up with a wild card. Not sure. Jason Garrett, the coach, was not ready to say that Elliott would return to a full-time role on Sunday. He wants to see how he handles practice, which I could only imagine he's going to handle it pretty well. But if you look at the scenarios in the playoffs, and this is significant, Cowboys win out, and then there's a loss by the Lions, that would that would help them. It's kind of what happens in the NFC South and then them winning everything. So they do have a shot. They win their last two games, and Atlanta loses last two games. Detroit loses one of two games. You know, when you play the crazy scenario game. So the scoop is, that's all well and good, but we're just caring about the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Seattle Seahawks. What happens in the game? And the number to call to play our little Nail the Score game is 855-266-5283. 85-266-5283 if you want to try and do that. And again, we slid it up because a lot of people were going home for the holidays. You can also shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. And once you're in, level a guess. Who do you think, Seattle or the Cowboys? And what is that score going to be? Pete comes out of the bunker. He's like Punxsutawney Phil. Nail the score, it's time. All right, so Pete, what do you think?
Oh, I think I came dangerously close last week.
You did.
What is the spread?
The spread is minuscule. The spread is, the number keeps moving, so I'm going to give you the latest line instead of what the opening line was, because now with Elliot in, that's changed things a little bit. So I'm going to go to my buddy RJ Bell, comes on a lot with me. Dallas is favored by, according to those lines, fresh from Vegas, 5.
5, okay. I like 35-30
Dallas. 35-30
Dallas,
I love it. So close game. Pete in Texas.
Bless you, my child.
Duly noted. Happy holidays. Duly noted, 35-30 Dallas. So says Pete. What say you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Just so you know, again, the game that we're looking at is the Seahawks and the Dallas Cowboys. Who wins it and what is your final score? Dan is going to tell us what the final score is going to be and who's going to win it. Dan in Texas, hello.
Hi, did you get the story that I laughed at your joke?
I heard. My okay. joke was hilarious.
All right. Dallas, 34. Seahawks, 17.
Ooh. All right, so you like that spread a little bit more. I think so, too. I think it's going to be a little bit higher.
Yeah, with Elliot back, he's going to try to do some stuff, and it's going to rock the score up. And they're going to come on to Seattle and just stomp on them. So if they get 17 points, it'll surprise me.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you, Dano. Thank you. Although, I will say from the point of view of watching the game, I would prefer to see a close game. These Sunday night games have been wicked cool. And if I'm going to invest the time in a game from that point of view, I would rather see one that's a little bit tighter. All right, Sharon in Portland, Maine. She is all over this sucker. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello, I gotcha.
Oh, good.
What do you think?
Hello?
We got you, Sharon. Go for it. Who do you think wins, Dallas or Seattle?
I'm going to pick Dallas.
And what's the score?
Oh, gosh, I was so close the other night.
I know.
I'm going to go 31-24, Dallas.
31-24, Dallas. All right, Sharon. Merry, merry, happy, happy, and thank you. Good luck with Nail the Score, 31-24. Since we have the rare treat of Nathan Reeder, who used to do such a great job executing this fun little game that we play in the house, let's ask Nate for a guess. Hi, Nate.
Hi.
I know you're such a wicked football fan. So, Dallas or Seattle, who do you think wins and what do you think the score is?
Yeah, what are they playing again? This is
They're
hockey
playing
ball or something?
No, it's
or?
Not hockey ball. It's football, silly. Oh, it's in football. Dallas. Yes, it's in it's
yes,
football.
I'm so funny. Hey, let's make the Seahawks work for that minuscule and give a wide spread. Why don't we do about a 28-15 Cowboys?
28-15 Cowboys. Nathan, thank you.
Holla.
All right. I love it. I'm going to say Cowboys 2, and I think the Cowboys win it, and I think the final score is 28-14. I'm just taking a point away. I do think it's going to be a wide amount of points separating those two clubs, because I've been watching Seattle, but then sometimes that's when they bust it. So Pete's prediction of 35-30 could end up being coming true. Look, anything can happen in these games. It's wicked wild, isn't it? That it's hard, it is hard to predict. That's why nail the score is hard. So if you nail the score, who cares about prizes? You'll get them. But I think it's about bragging rights. Are you kidding me? All right, I said I was going to talk about my Christmas tree syndrome. I saw this out of Philly, of course, that you have to be careful about Christmas trees. Doctors are saying there's a real warning for health. For your health, the whizzing, the allergic, you know, you're wheezing, you have this allergic reaction, coughing, congestion, sore eyes, potentially life-threatening asthma attacks. Man, that's brutal. Dust and pollen, and how do you do it? They say shake the tree. Really? Well, I guess you better shake that tree before you get it in the house, because once it's in the house, forget about it. They say a study found that the mold count from a live Christmas tree rose to 5 times the normal level 2 weeks after it was brought indoors. Yikes! I am so all about a live Christmas tree. I think it's cheating when you have those silly fake ones, and now I may have to rethink that. Maybe that's why I was having like a red eye problem. Maybe that's what's happening to me. My Christmas tree is killing me. My Christmas tree is killing me. That is frightening that that's happening. Yikes. All right, so salad. I went, my husband, the other, asked me to dinner tonight. He said, I want to take you to dinner tonight. Where do you want to go? And somehow we ended up at Snappy Salads. Very romantic Snappy Salads. It was cold inside, but it's actually really good. And they're saying this new study that eating salads every day keeps brains 11 years younger and prevents dementia. Maybe that's why he wanted me to do it. So a bag of spinach, they say that's the best answer. That's what they're saying. Hey, good luck to everybody who's tried to nail the score, and thanks for listening.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.